Yeah.
I've done it.
When you say back your leg, do you hit him on the leg?
Just no. You push him right up here in his hip.
Uh-huh.
You push that bone and she backs her leg and then you go to milking.
Mm-hmm. And how do you call a calf?
I don't know what you call him.
Mm-hmm.
Sook calf or something like that, I think, okay. Was what we done.
And
but I forgot all them old-timey things. And I've done them a million times.
Yeah. What do you say to a mule or horse to make them turn left or right?
Gee and haw. Want them to stop, say, whoa.
What about...
Well, they'd learn it.
Uh-huh. What about to make them back up?
Well, you just tell them to back.
Uh-huh. Would you pull back on the reins then?
Pull back on the line.
On the line.
Tell them to back.
Uh-huh. And what if you wanted to get started, you tell them?
To get up.
But you said...
Jerk to take the line and pull it, and he'd know to go on.
Uh-huh.
To the plow.
And how do you call hogs?
Woo piggy.
Okay. Could
okay.
You go ahead and do that like you're calling
them? Woo piggy's on. The men could do it better than women. They call it so loud, and you could hear it all over the world, all over the round here. So I couldn't ever do it. That's what they'd say.
Uh-huh.
And they'd come home, too. You could get that corn.
Mm-hmm.
And they know just going to get something to eat.
Yeah. Do you ever hear people call sheep?
No. Because I wasn't around them.
Yeah.
We didn't have any of them in here nowhere.
What about chickens?
Call them chicken? Come on, chicken, chicken, chicken.
Okay.
They'd come.
And say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
Hitch him up, put the harness on him.
Okay. And say when you're plowing with two horses, the one that walks in the furrow, do you know what you call him?
I don't think so.
And you say, I'm not sure exactly how far it is, but it's just a little...
A little ways.
And say if you'd been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you might say you still had a...
Long ways to go.
And say something was really common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say you can find that just about
anywhere.
And say if you'd been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish, you might say no.
Or yes. Or tell you how many you caught.
But if you didn't catch any, you might say no, what, a one.
Not a one.
Would you ever say nary a one?
Yeah. Sometimes they did.
Huh?
So sometimes people did have that kind of language. Well, I didn't catch near one.
Would you ever say that yourself?
Yeah, I have said it, I know.
Uh-huh. And, say, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
Cleared the land, ready to plant it.
Uh-huh. And say if you cut all the hay off a piece of land and that same year enough grew back for you to cut it again.
Well, you just recut it.
Uh-huh. Would you call that second cutting anything?
I guess so. Because they do now. They
uh-huh.
have hay and they cut it three or four times.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a crop that you haven't planted that year but it comes up anyway?
Volunteer crop.
Okay. And you say if wheat is tied up into a...
A bun.
And then the bundles are piled up into a...
Stack. We used to have oats. Now we used to sow oats for the horses, and you'd tie the bundle and stack them up like that in the field till they dried.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd turn the head of them up and stick the straw in down in the dirt. You know, make them like you said we did
mm-hmm.
fodder. Only you'd just stack them around
uh-huh.
in the field, and then you go in and haul to the house in your wagon.
What would you do with the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, you just fed the horse and let them bite the grain off and leave the straw.
Uh huh. You'd never
do nothing with it.
Take it in.
Mm.
Did you ever hear of thrashing it?
Yeah, I heard of thrashing it. People that wanted it for seed would
mm-hmm.
thrash it off.
And you might say we raise 40 what of wheat to an acre? 40?
40 bushels.
And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you might say we'll have to do it, or you might say...
We'll have to do it.
Uh-huh. But instead of saying we, you might say...
Me and you. I and you. Me and you.
And, say if you're talking about it...